Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Monday, November 7th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bruni, and Alexi.
Alexi.
Dyakov.
What now?
Oh.
That was my Russian accent.
It's nicely done.
I appreciate it.
What did he say?
That's my last name's Padilla, so I...
Padilyakov.
Alexi Padilyakov.
God, you know what one of my favorite movies is? In the whole wide world?
It. What is it?
You ever seen the movie Firefox?
No, Firefox, no.
What?!
Firefox? Maybe I have.
You seen Firefox?
I haven't seen Firefox.
You seen Firefox?
What?
No, have not.
Oh,
I've seen the browser.
Yeah, I've seen the browser too. I'm like, well,
it's a Clint Eastwood. Wait, maybe I have the name wrong. It's a Clint Eastwood movie. It's Russian.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's during the, it was an 80s Clint Eastwood movie.
Like a Cold War style.
Yeah, you have it right, Vin.
Oh, it's an absolute great movie.
82 is when it came out.
Firefox.
You never, what?
Never even heard of it.
God, that's like...
Firefox.
Oh, it's so good.
Is he like a... Does he ride a plane called
yep.
the Firefox?
It's yeah.
Like a, oh.
Well, that's cool.
Geez. Sounds like a plane named... I'm the Firefox.
See where the... Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to distract us.
Oh, it's
forget about the Russians. What were you going to say?
I wasn't. Oh. I just was hanging out.
Padilyakov. Padilyakov.
Padilyakov.
Alexi.
His wife's name is Padilyakov. Cool.
38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Firefox?
Yeah.
Oh, people think it sucks.
Sorry about
that. Sorry about that. Yeah, but listen, his favorite movie, Snow Dogs. Like, don't. Music, he's got you. Snow Movies, Dogs. I don't know.
Let's see what it is. 25% on Rotten Tomatoes for Snow Dogs. Oh.
Yeah. Rotten That's Tomatoes? It. Wait, I've got, oh boy, 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
And what's Snow Dogs on IMDb?
I don't know. We're
well,
not
25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
About this.
So.
Let's move on.
I think I saw Snow Dogs. I don't think I minded it. What about Crocodile Dundee? That's got to be like a 90%.
That's got to be up there, right?
You guys, don't, let's not make
that.
This about me, okay?
Vinny, if you're in the room, everything's about you. I hate to break
true.
The news
oh,
to you. But.
Please.
Oh, hold on. That's not the one. Because the original Crocodile Dundee is actually 89%.
Yeah.
There you go.
The first one that popped up was Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's the third
that's
one.
That's probably yeah. not good.
11%.
Yeah.
Oh.
yeah.
And then Crocodile Dundee 2, 9%.
Oh.
How'd they make a third one if that was that
yeah.
badly received?
Well, they didn't have the instant response of Rotten Tomatoes. People are jerks, well, too. Like, I don't like the ratings, and sometimes they're really wrong, but it's like the vocal minority that gives these ratings and stuff. And plenty of times I've watched something that's like 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm like, that was excellent.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What does the massive weight of unbearable talent or whatever that thing is called?
I think that was well-received, even though I didn't like it.
That is...
Did you ever think about going back?
86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I loved that movie. I just thought it was... I loved it. Even John, we sat and talked about it after. We're like, oh, that was pretty good. Stupid, but good. Funny. Funny stuff.
Anyway, you were about to tell us some things.
Actually, Bryn was telling me about the Amy Schumer monologue from Saturday Night Live.
It's fun.
He said she's got...
She's got your kind of humor, really.
She hates sex like you do.
Yeah,
she hates sex
pretty
like
much.
I do. Yeah, I wanted to hear that part. Just play me.
This is most of her monologue here. Yeah. Okay, here it is.
Do you think you hate sex because you had too much of it?
I don't hate sex. I want to go on record as saying I don't hate sex. And when I do finally put out, I enjoy it. I come. Everything's great. You know what it is? I don't think about sex. I'm not compelled to sex. It feels like something, I got to do that. Like, it's not on my mind. And
like
then John walks in with a fucking boner, and I'm like, Vinny would want me to.
Yeah, I would.
Vinny would want me to.
I am that guy's sex life.
Yeah.
It's just so it does feel like an obligation, but I try to be a good soldier and like, oh, man, I was hoping you'd fucking come in brandishing that sword. Oh, yeah, do all
that's
the
more like
stuff.
It. Good.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, listen, I never want him to feel like it's a pity fuck because I have made him feel that way before. I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, the charity or the pity thing sucks.
Yeah.
It does. It's
so
not good.
I want to make him think I'm into it. And, you know, generally I get into, I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
He's really glad we did it. And it was fun for all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
It's fine.
And he's nicer in the end, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. He's so happy.
He's in a good mood.
He was in such a shitty mood on Saturday. I gave him a BJ, and he was just like, fucking, you know. Then he's like, should we have rum drinks? I'm like, yeah, we should. I'm like, oh, fantastic. Mommy knows how to solve all the problems.
Yeah. That's a smart person, too. You put the two things together, and you go, oh, I know how to manage this guy. I can do this.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yeah.
Quite simple.
On Friday, he decided to go golfing, and by the time he got home, Riley was over, so he didn't get any on Friday.
Oh, Riley, the cock block.
So then on frickin' Saturday, he's being a little shit.
Kids are that's for sure. Yeah. There's no question.
Turns out even grown-up kids. All right, so go ahead and play the...
I just rolled it. Here it is. Amy Schumer's monologue in SNL.
Thank you very much. It's so great to be back here hosting Saturday Night Live. I've been so busy. You may have seen my Hulu show, Life and Beth, and Inside Amy Schumer is back on Paramount Plus. And I can't believe I have the honor of being the final host before the midterm elections. What did I say? Sorry, I was thinking about what's at stake if we don't vote. People love giving pregnant women advice, don't they? Like the whole time I was pregnant, I had this one friend. She kept telling me, you got to do prenatal yoga. It really helps with the birth. So I immediately signed up for a C-section. But no, I did. I had a C, came out the sunroof. And no matter how you give birth, the doctors all tell you, you know, and it could be vaginal, C-section, they almost never come out of your butthole, but they tell you, no matter what, as soon as you give birth, the doctors are very serious. They say, you cannot have sex for 6 weeks. You got it? 6 weeks, no sex. I was like, okay. Hey, remember when you just Wolverined my fupa open? Remember that? How about 6 years? That's when I think I'll be ready, okay? Remember? His foot got caught on my intestines. When can I get raw dog from behind? Please. But my husband and I, we do have a good sex life. We do. I married people. Have you found this? We have found that the best weekday to have sex is always tomorrow. Yeah. We're like, we ate today. Maybe we won't eat tomorrow. That'll be a good day for us. My husband's the best. He always, before we have sex, he puts the lights on, you know, and I shut him off, and he puts them on. And he's finally like, Amy, why are you so shy? You have a beautiful body. And I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. You think I don't want you to see me?
Okay, that is a good joke. That's
so sweet,
that's a
right?
Home run. Good job. The others, I don't. Yeah.
I'll be honest, it's so
she misses me.
Having sex with your spouse, it is.
What?
Because like,
I'm yoga.
That's your family. But it is. I'll be honest. It's awkward having sex with your spouse. It is, because like, that's your family. You know, like I have Thanksgiving with you. I lay out your sweaters, you know? I can't go down on you. You're my emergency contact, for Christ's sake. Sick, you know? But we can't talk dirty to each other anymore. Oh. We know each other too well, you know? I'm always like, I'm gonna. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, no, I'm not. We do a lot of role play, but I always pick the same role. I'm always like, okay, I am in a coma. Go.
I've done the coma thing.
My husband is diagnosed, he's on the autism spectrum. He has autism spectrum disorder. It used to be called Asperger's, but then they found out, this is true, that Dr. Asperger had like Nazi ties, Kanye.
All right, that's good.
Weird.
That's nice. We ate today. I feel like maybe tomorrow would be a better day.
You like that? You related to all that? That's fun for you? I'm glad.
Oh, that's funny.
Delivery's great.
She's great. You know, one of the funniest things I've ever seen her on, Amy Schumer, is she goes on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette with Jimmy Kimmel, and she'll go on there with him, or sometimes just by herself. You know, she'll hang out.
Jimmy hosts that now?
No. But they, you know, Jimmy's like into. Look, it's on ABC, and I think that's where his show is. So he does all these really fun. They do like Kid Bachelor and Bachelorette, which is pretty funny, and he does a lot of funny stuff with it. But she goes on there, and she is just so great, like off the cuff, kind of just sitting and looking around at what's happening and commenting on it. And I've always loved her. I think she's great. Okay, so there's that. Now, we did a show last week, mm-hmm. and I have some responses.
Okay, good.
To it.
I would love to hear these.
Yeah. So here they are.
Okay.
Hey, I just listened to the October 27th show regarding the trans man who read his father's journal after he passed away. I wanted to let you know that your comments were so spot on and genuine. This person says we crushed it. Mm. I know you receive a bunch of emails every day about how you screwed something up. That is true. Mostly they're texts, though. But, so thank you. And I wish I had the time to email you every day to say how much you are nailing it. Thank you for everything you do. And tell your haters to fuck off. Cheers, Aaron.
Oh, nice.
Say my name. And also, when is the next live secret show? I don't know. Are we doing those anymore?
We'll figure it out.
I mean, it's a weird one.
It's such a hard time now. We just got to figure it out. There's some logistics involved. Right. But just come out to Winterland. Start with that. Check us out there.
Yeah. You know, we're going to try and do some, we should do some stuff from just like hanging out backstage. And like, that'd be fun. Because it's like a whole stadium full of people. And then we'll be able to be connected with them. Like
we'll
between
see.
The acts and stuff. Yeah, that'd be a really maybe. Fun thing to do.
I got to figure out the run-up show. Then we can figure that out afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Usually they crank music between the acts too, huh? So that would be hard. We could be like, hey, could you turn that down? We're trying to do it into live here. The fuck? Okay. Here's another response.
Okay.
Hey, Bren. You'll probably hear it from other people too, but right off the bat in that guy's email, he says, he and his mom read the dad's journal at his dad's direction. The dad asked them to read the journal after he died. No one seemed to catch that point, and Sarah and Vinny kind of lightly chided him for reading his dad's private thoughts. I think the advice that they gave was completely spot on, though.
Mm.
People have feelings that evolve. The dad worried about his daughter transitioning, and it can be hard on a parent. All that was healthy, empathetic, understanding for the dad's point of view. Just pointing out that the adult kid read the journal because the dad said to. So that may be why he feels unsettled, seeing his dad had mixed feelings that he didn't know about. Love the show, especially the secret show where you guys have less restrictions. Ellen in Sonoma. My mother will be yelling fewer right now. And now we hear from the trans guy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all. Thank you so much for reading my bad advice post. I appreciate all the feedback from a parent's perspective, and your advice really resonated. In thinking back, Dad asked Mom and I to read his journal after he passed, and I think it was more to understand the struggles he went through with his cancer, etc. But you're exactly right. It is his private thoughts, and he needed to be able to process things in a way that didn't make him feel as though he was burdening my mom or me. He was always very outwardly supportive, and hearing about how his processing came from a place of worry as a parent put things in perspective and provided clarity. We had a lot of conversations that actually brought up a lot of the questions and curiosities that Vinny mentioned. I'm an open book, so it was kind of cool and fun to talk with about him. I really miss those talks. Oh, well, there's going to be a lot of things you miss about your dad. I can't even... I mean, I know there's no forever, but it's, I've watched so many people struggle with the loss of their parents, and I'm so grateful and lucky that I still have mine, and I know that that's going to be a hole. Like, you'll always think about it. Like, oh, I should, that's not happening. I really miss the talks. I appreciate you guys providing feedback and also providing visibility for the trans community. That was a side effect I hadn't even considered, and it means a hell of a lot. Thanks again. I so appreciate you all.
Mm.
And there you go.
There's more.
Nope. That's it. That's all the response.
Bryn!
What? Oh, you're talking about... No, I mean, you're talking about the time she stuck a finger up her butthole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wrote about that?
I mean, I got a lot of texts about that. People were like, that's the fucking funniest show you get to. You guys have done it in a long time. But other than that, no emails really about that.
No emails?
No. Go ahead, write in, listeners.
Don't do it.
They may I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Please, Vin.
Once it was up there, did you move it in and out or did you just leave it in position?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Or like, you spin it around so you can try to find the G spot. Or is that just males?
I don't know
how that works.
Yeah, I think that's a dude thing.
It is a dude thing.
Oh, you don't know how that works? What did you do when you had your finger up your ass? Did you spin it around, find the back of your prostate?
No, I've been hearing a lot about this. I haven't tried that.
Yeah.
I've had a girl stick a finger in my butt, but they never really got that area.
Did you say higher and to the left?
Or? No, I wasn't. It was kind of like while I was thrusting.
What about you, Alex?
Just
going...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Seems like none of us know what we're talking about.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess we're at the end.
All right, that's it. See you tomorrow.
So did she answer the question or she just dodged it?
No, there were no
the
questions.
The question was, did you like move in and out? Or did you
I
just
didn't hear
leave
the question
there?
And I continue to not hear it. It's weird how there's like a...
Are we still going?
We are still going.
We're done. It's over.
All right, say the magic words.
Give the magic words.
I already did.
You did?
We missed it.
Say them again.
The end.